York Region Public Health has closed two private schools in Vaughan due to COVID-19 outbreaks with a combined 42 cases. The region announced today, December 9, that Ites Higham School, Spring Farm Branch and Netavo Hatara Day School and Childcare are both facing outbreaks requiring whole school dismissal. Ites Higham has had 26 confirmed cases with 23 students and 3 staff, visitors, while Netavo Hatara has had 16 confirmed student cases. The increase of cases in schools has coincided with holiday gatherings at this time of year, Director of Corporate Communications Patrick Casey said. This outbreak serves as an important reminder of the caution required during the holidays to celebrate safely and avoid exposures that lead to school dismissals. Casey said the cases are not travel-based but could not disclose further details for privacy reasons. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Barry Pakes told Council December 9 that the public health unit's relationship with the two schools is excellent, and the closure would be short. Students with a negative PCR test can return to Ites Higham by December 12, and with the same requirement for Netavo Hatara students December 13. Students who do not get tested must remain out of school for 10 days. Casey said the health unit is in communication with the schools and providing guidance. All dismissed students and staff are expected to remain at home and monitor for symptoms. Newmarket currently has one school outbreak at Crossland Public School with 9 students' cases, but it remains open. Another 8 local schools are under surveillance with student and staff cases not transmitted in the schools. JLR Bell Public School, 1 staff case, Newmarket High School, 1 student, Poplar Bank Public School, 2 students, Armitage Village Public School, 1 student, Rogers Public School, 2 students, Clearmeadow Public School, 6 students, Notre Dame Catholic Elementary School, 1 student, and Mazo de la Roche Public School, 2 students. In total, York Region has 20 schools in outbreak and 58 schools in surveillance. Public Health said it is important for people to get vaccinated and continue following health protocols. We recognize this has been a very difficult time for families, with many children and their siblings abiding by public health measures and staying home from school due to COVID-19 exposures. Decisions to dismiss cohorts or recommend whole school dismissals are not made lightly as they impact both families and students, Casey said. Our goal is the well-being of children and families and a return to sustained in-person learning as quickly as possible. Please get vaccinated.